Well, the site of this weekend's big block party every year for us starts right here at Annie and Willie Rummel's front porch. We're along the roadway across the street from the Spring Hill Suites Marriott, live from Frankenmuth and on Main Street for the 38th annual Auto Fest. It's the three-day event full of food, fun, music, and cars. It started really 38 years ago in the St. Laurent's parking lot. Over the years, it's grown into an event with over 150,000 people visiting. This will be, I promise you, the biggest one ever. In fact, tonight, the big block party on Main Street, welcoming all ages to show off their cars, to park up and down the streets, and all ages of cars. Live bands and a lot of fun. It's a good way to kick off this Friday, September 10th, the 253rd day of 2021, with 112 days left in the year. Make each and every day count. Each day is a gift. And this one certainly is a gift that starts right off, right here, right now, when you're on the road and it's early, to get a fine senator stopping by, as Senator Ken Horn has done yet again this morning. Senator, nice to see you.
Good to be back with you, Paul W.
We've got the whole team here with our senior news analysts and Dana Clark with Traffic and Weather, Sean Bellegian, Ann Thomas. This is perfect because I was going to ask, the first thing I was going to ask Sean and Ann was to fill me in on the president's speech last night, which I could not see and I could not tape. And then I'm going to get your comments on it as well.
Okay.
This will be kind of like asking CNN and Fox News. And I'm sure they each had a different view of what the president said. So, Annie, what did the president say last night of note?
For the love of God, get vaccinated.
I already saw this morning that, of course, Fox has trotted out a bunch of doctors saying, how out of touch can this guy be saying in that speech that he was calling upon all family doctors to please discuss with their patients getting the vaccination? I mean, I know that's ridiculous because family doctors, most of whom believe in the vaccination, have been talking to their patients about getting vaccinated, a year, certainly 6 months, I'm saying close, whenever it came out. Even before it came out, they were saying that. What did you think, Sean?
It was pretty much that. A lot of the stuff that we've heard before, maybe with some more emphasis to it. There are, you know, those moments where, again, I'm not being mean, he just seems lost at times. There's no other way to say that. I'm not being mean at all when I say that. Sometimes you just kind of those cringe moments. But you know, it look, Paul, we've talked about it so many times. Just get the darn shot, man. I just don't get it. Just get the darn shot and let's start to move forward.
Well, you know, it's funny. I've been a big shot proponent and mask proponent since a year ago, March, certainly for the masks before we had the vaccination. And we have beloved listeners who are mad as hell at me for being so vehement about saying, get the shot, wear the masks. I've never dealt with anything like this in 52 years of broadcasting where my listeners can even turn on me because they're so angry about this situation. Now, all
this
I'm going to do,
point,
and I wrote,
I
wrote a column about saying, look, I'm not going to be political about this. I haven't been from the beginning, and I criticized it for being political. I am going to give only the science that I get from doctors and research scientists that I know and trust, and then I'm going to pass it along. Don't shoot the messenger. Don't come after me because of what they say, and I think they are right. But it's astonishing to see what's going on. So now I will ask the fine Michigan State Senator representing District 32, a fine Republican, Senator Ken Horn, who sits across from me, kind enough to come up and say hello. He didn't know he was coming on the air. I threw him on the air. I always try to because it's always nice talking with you, Senator. What did you think of the president's speech last night?
Well, I just worry that the entire country is going to find out what Michigan went through in terms of government overreach in 2020. You know, when you travel around the country and you told people you were from Michigan, they go, oh.
They do. They actually do react that way. And they act as if we've been in prison.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is that there's two different ways to lead. One is to inspire and empower people. And another is to, you know, to mandate and bully. And, you know, and it was kind of interesting to, you know, to watch the, you know, the speech. And he asked us at one point to be kind to flight attendants and, you know, and people that were forced into the situation to tell you to wear your mask. And then he really went after 80 million people and bullied them and said, you are the cause of our problems. It, you know, watching, you know, this Cold War type of mentality, it is, you know, to divide the people that are vaccinated from the people that are unvaccinated. You know, I agree with you. I'm vaccinated. I'm on a billboard with Representative O'Neill. You can drive through Saginaw and see one or two of them asking people to vaccinate. And I'm not forcing people to. But I think if you tell them what the problem is, what the solution is, people will make good decisions for themselves. Mm-hmm. I asked our own MyOSHA, because OSHA is going to be dealing with this on behalf of the president. And I said, when every employee who wants to be vaccinated is vaccinated, every employee who chooses not to and they're comfortable with that decision, who are we protecting? And so that, you know, people are making their own decisions. And I don't know, you know, when the president said, hey, that vaccinated people were mad at unvaccinated, I'm not mad at them. I wish they would vaccinate, but I'm not mad. So some of the commentary that he was making in the, you know, in his speech was a little unsettling to
me.
Well,
let me tell you what I heard. I haven't seen it. And mind you, this was on Fox, so you expect a certain slant to their news, just like you get a certain obvious slant to CNN news, and forget about MSNBC and the rest. But one person said this morning he used harsher language last night on the unvaccinated than he has yet on the Taliban. And I thought, oh, my God, that can't be true. And then I realized, of course, the reason that he had this big press conference and these six steps, how he's going to wipe out the pandemic by saying really smart things like, I urge family doctors to discuss getting the vaccination with their patients. Oh, that's a great idea. The fact is, he's trying to take attention away from Afghanistan and the Taliban and the horrific mistakes that we have paid a price for and will continue to pay a price for. That doesn't take a genius to come up with, does it, Senator?
My first reaction, I got a call from a reporter yesterday, and he said, I don't know if you've heard this yet, I was on the road and I hadn't,
right,
that the president is going to propose that all businesses with 100 employees or more are going to be mandated to vaccinate their employees or to test on a weekly basis. And my first gut reaction, and I probably shouldn't have said it, was he has completely lost his mind. And, you know, and the thing is, I want him to run the country. I don't think he's done a very good job at it so far. That's just, you know, personal opinion. You know, after Afghanistan, the border crisis at the border, crime surging, the, you know, inflation rising, what has he done to run this country? And in the focus that he's putting on this, you know, on this surge of COVID is, I think, he's late. He's behind the eight ball on it already. One of the things I learned, and I'm listening to the news over the last 3 weeks, is, you know, we have, you know, over 175 million people that have had at least their first shot in the United States, and he's urging, you know, the booster, the third shot. He's at odds with his own CDC. He's got people resigning their office.
He says follow the science, but now he says follow my science, not the science.
Follow my dictate. And then I learned that there are over 5 billion people in the world that are unvaccinated, haven't had their first shot. And we have an open southern border. We have at least 170 countries that have been known to have people illegally entering this country. with COVID, and there's nothing being done down there. I just don't understand the, you know, the politics and the reasoning behind keeping that border open, you know, not vaccinating the world, and then yelling it at our own people.
You are not alone, Senator. There are a lot of us at least confused, if not incensed, by this president's actions thus far. Well put with your thoughts. Don't want to put words in your mouth, but I appreciate what you've just said. And you, Senator Ken Horn, I always appreciate it when you stop by to say hi.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here, and I'm glad you're in Frankenmuth. We're going to have a great day, a weekend, and a great day today. 5 o'clock, that block party starts a mile of Frankenmuth.
It'll be fabulous.
Main Street is going to be closed off for, you know, for people to look at cars.
It's the 38th annual Frankenmuth Auto Fest, a three-day love fest with food, fun, music, and, of course, cars. And the Paul W. Smith Show, the only show along the road, Main Street in Frankenmuth, with all the excitement starting bright and early on this Friday morning.